We are now. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the March 18th, 2019 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin board in a municipal building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. We could do...
Should we do the oath of office before?
Let's do the oath of office now.
Before I do take the roll?
Yeah. So would you mind, so Mr. Lazarus?
I know typically, do you want to stand at the front or do I, how do you want to?
Yeah, I think you can just stand up.
Stand where I am, okay.
Mr. Lazarus, you have a copy of the oath of office as well, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand?
Yep.
Okay. I, John Lazarus, do solemnly swear.
I, John Lazarus, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same and to the governments established in the United States.
To the same and to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of the office.
Of the Planning Board.
Of the Planning Board.
For a four-year term expiring 12/31/2022.
For a four-year term expiring 12/31/2022.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. Did you sign the dutiful and provide it to... And I think now you could do the roll call.
Yep. Okay. Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Oh, boy.
I can't do that.
You can't...
I was waiting on that.
You're flying blind on this one, Katie.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. First up is the meeting minutes from March 4th, 2019. They were previously distributed by the secretary. Anybody have any questions or comments?
Denise, you were going to make that change to the roll call of minutes for February 4th, right? That Ms. Butcher was absent and I was a yes?
Yes, okay. I've already made that change.
Also, I would suggest to the one part where it was a report from the Ordinance Committee, if it depends on what Katie says and what Kevin wants, but I think it might be better if we're more clear about what we did with the Exxon Subcommittee. I think the Subcommittee accepted the findings of our landscape architect.
The Subcommittee, if I remember, we all said, yeah, we were okay.
Yeah, and Brian had written that letter saying he found them in compliance with the requirement of the application.
I think that's a reasonable...
Yeah, closes it out.
That interest say,
absolutely.
You know, we brought it up and the Subcommittee agreed. And
yep.
Yeah.
So with that, with those adjustments, edits, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move approval.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Glaser and Mr. Scheich. Roll call.
Oh, and there was a typo also. There was an extra word that didn't belong there that Ms. Kleinhans picked up.
I was going to say, boy, oh boy, Sue. Quiet on these things. Either the editing has been stellar or
unacceptable.
She keeps us honest.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. There are no resolutions this evening. New business, approval of vouchers. There were only a few. I have looked at them. I am okay. If anybody has any questions, or they've been previously distributed, as you know. If not, I'll make a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Krokanowski. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Good. Where are we on this? So we do have a, as most of you know, Mr. Mardini resigned last meeting. Welcome, Mr. Lazarus.
Thank you.
Mr. Mardini was the vice chair, so that vice chair spot opened when he left. I tend to make most meetings, but it's good to have a vice chair, and we also have a vice chair pro bono. Pro temp or something. Come on, Katie. John gives me a big lecture on what the...
Pro temp.
We're all pro bono here. So I don't know if we want to do that now. We want to, you know, do it for the next meeting.
If there's someone that wants to make a motion, it's probably good. I mean, it's good to have somebody in place just in case.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're all kind of new on this, let's put it on for the next meeting and we'll figure out
we can confirm who's eligible for that role, right? I'm, for instance, not. I'm an alternate.
Right. Let's just, you know. Can we carry that till the next one, Denise?
Yep.
All right. Now we're up to the public hearing. T-Mobile Northeast LLC, 1480 Route 22, Lot 1301, Lot 1, application seeking a waiver of site plan.
He's back.
He's back.
So can you hear us, Katie, pretty well?
I can hear all the board members, so I just want to make sure that when Frank speaks and his witness, that I get Frank and his witnesses carefully, but I can hear all of you.
I'm gonna turn the phone toward them if that makes a difference.
Perfect.
And I'd rather you not hear me.
If she has trouble, we can always move the table up a little bit.
Yeah, or I can move up.
Right.
Can you hear me, Katie? Okay.
Good.
All right, perfect. Okay. So, good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Frank Ferraro. Attorney on behalf of the applicant, T-Mobile Northeast LLC. I guess for those of us who've been on this matter since the beginning, this is our 10-year anniversary, I think. So that's the first time I was here. But in this application, we are asking for a site plan waiver in order to upgrade the design of the wireless facility that was ultimately granted site plan approval back in 2015. I have been back before this board since then, requesting extensions for the construction of the tower, which now I'm sure everybody sees is well into construction. The tower itself and the T-Mobile antennas are installed. I am told that the branches of the tree are going to start being installed this week. In this application before you, we are asking for a waiver site plan review, because the initial T-Mobile facility was approved with 9 antennas at the 100-foot mark of the tower. T-Mobile's new design standards called for 12 to 15 antennas. In this particular site plan waiver, we are asking to add 3 antennas, a fourth sector to the tower, which would be pointing south. The original design did not have antennas pointing south because at the time it was determined that there wasn't a significant need in that area. As time has passed, there is usage in that area, which T-Mobile wants to be able to address from this site. The equipment has also changed a little bit. There was a couple of equipment cabinets originally proposed. We go down to 1, and then as part of T-Mobile's hardening project, they are going back into their existing sites or sites that are under construction and adding emergency generators for backup in case of power outages and other emergency situations. So that is on the site plan as well.
We have our engineer to review the changes, the few changes that are going on with you, and then we have additional witnesses that are here to answer any questions the board may have. But it's fairly simplistic.
Katie,
so Frank,
okay. Go ahead.
So Frank, why don't I swear to your engineer, and then if we can, if necessary, to get to any of your other witnesses, then I'll swear to everybody in at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, and then if there's no board, Mr. Barron is not there this evening.
No, there's no, the planner, we have his memo.
Right.
There's a few people in the audience. Is anybody here from the public? No, there's just the applicant's team. And
okay, so nobody from the public. And so Frank, why don't you have your engineer stand and then let me just have him his or her name and business address, please?
Sure, he's ready.
Okay.
Do you want to
name address?
Yeah. Oh,
name address.
Joshua Cottrell, Cottrell, 1800 Route 34, Wall, New Jersey. And you're with French and Perello Associates? Yes, I'm with French and Perello. We prepared the site plans.
Okay. And Mr.
Cottrell,
is it Mr. Cottrell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Frank, whenever you're ready, if you want to qualify him for the board, and then
sure,
we'll go from there.
Okay. Josh, could you please review your background and qualifications? Sure. I have a bachelor's in science and civil engineering from Rutgers. I have a valid professional engineering license in the state of New Jersey. Testified before this board. I would say numerous times on this site here.
Okay. Does anybody have any concerns or questions with his qualifications? There's nobody from the public, so we're okay. We accept.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Cottrell, the plans you're about to review were in the submission to the board, to the best of your knowledge, correct?
Yes, that's correct. They are last revised November 20th, 2018.
And, Katie, do you want me to mark these, or since they're in the board's packet?
If it's what the board has, then we don't want them to mark it. So if you have anything to do, just let me know.
Okay, great. So, Mr. Cottrell, if you can just refer to the sheet number of the plans that you're referring to. Would you please describe the changes that are proposed in this site plan waiver application?
I'm just going to flip right to sheet SP2, which is the third sheet in the set. So what was previously approved was a 110-foot faux tree type monopole with 9 T-Mobile antennas at the centerline height of 100 feet and equipment at the base of the cabin. So the amended application will call for 3 additional antennas in the fourth sector. In addition to equipment changes at the base, to include a 25 kW diesel generator. The footprint of T-Mobile's equipment pad did not change. Everything's in the same location. And that's about it.
You have a diagram there showing the previously approved antenna plan and the new one?
Yeah, so if you look on the bottom of sheet SP-2, to your left is the approved application, which shows the 9 approved antennas. And to the right of that is the amended application, which shows the addition of 3 antennas in the fourth sector, which is facing approximately south.
And all those antennas, the previously approved ones and the proposed ones, would be camouflaged by the tree branches that are going to be installed, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And do you have a sheet showing the equipment if this site plan waiver is approved?
Sure. With the sheet, the SP4 shows what the size of the antennas. So there's a one antenna that's 95.9 inches tall, one antenna that's 75.8 inches tall, and one antenna that's 56.6 inches tall. When I say one antenna, that's one antenna in each sector. So there's going to be four total of each of these models. Also behind the antennas, we're also, I think this before, we're adding a remote radio head, which will be installed in the pipe mast behind the same 100-foot elevation. If I flip to the next sheet, sheet SB-5, it shows the equipment cabinet type, which has about a 2 4-foot inch by 4 foot 3 inch, and that'll be installed on the 4x20 foot. The last sheet, it says, which is B-03, and that shows the 25 kW diesel generator that's going to be installed.
There was a comment from the board's planner with respect to, there's a question regarding the spill containment for the generator. Could you please address that?
Sure. So the type of generator, it's a Generac, and it's a diesel tank, and the generator is equipped with a containment unit. So it'll hold, I believe, 110% of all the fluids that are in there. So in case of a leak, it'll leak out to the outer containment and contain the fluids within there. That's the spill prevention.
And this is typically a double lined wall?
Right, it's a double line, yeah. Okay. Double lined wall.
And these are typically what you use in these applications?
Yes. These,
yeah.
That's the typical size?
Yes, 25 kW.
And could you just speak briefly to when it would be tested and for how long?
So it'll have to be exercised. I believe it's now it's once every 2 weeks for about a half hour. And it'll take place 8 hours at 9:30 on a weekday. And they do monitor the air conditions. So if there's a bad air quality day, they'll skip the exercise for that time. And that's it. Everything is alarmed into the AT mobile hub. So conditions of the generator by the remotely at the switch station. Everything's tied into the all of the T mobile alarm system there.
And with respect to the upgrade, in your opinion, will this revised facility affect existing circulation, parking, drainage, building arrangements, landscaping, buffering, lighting, or other considerations of site plan review?
No, so this the modified design will still stay on the 4x20 concrete pad that was previously approved inside the fence compound. So none of that will be affected.
And based upon your prior experience in the original application, T-Mobile previously secured site plan approval at this property?
That's correct.
That's essentially it, Mr. Chairman, with respect to the improvements or the changes over what was initially approved by the board. We'd be happy to answer any questions anybody might have.
I have a question. Sure. Could you review the filling operation when you need to bring more diesel fuel to fill it?
Sure. So T-Mobile will contract with a local fueling company. And they'll fill up the tanks with typically be brought on the truck, kind of like your home oil filler, the truck that comes and fills the home oil. It'll be a similar type of truck.
And where is the fuel, the fill connection to that device?
Well, the generator actually sits on top of the tank.
Right.
Where the filler is, I believe there's a filler that comes up to the top of the tank. I'm not 100% positive of that. I'd have to look at that. I'm not sure if it comes up through the generator itself and it fills in there, or if there's a filler cap on the side of the tank itself down lower.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there's any drippage or anything during the coupling operation.
It's pretty safe operation, just like when you're filling up your tank with gas at the gas station. You know, the nozzle's equipped with precautions to prevent drips and spills.
So you use the same kind of a, like, nozzle on
correct.
The...
Correct, yeah. It's okay. Already equipped on the trucks.
Okay, thanks.
It's not just a hose that...
Yeah, I don't have oil tanks, so right. I don't really know how it works, but just checking. Thanks.
Right. It's kind of like the diesel nozzle at the gas stations.
Thank you.
I'd just like to note for the record that Ms. Butcher is here now.
Any other questions for this?
Yeah, if I could.
Sure.
So this is an amendment to the original application? Is that how it's characterized?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a site plan waiver application. We're changing the site plan,
right.
But if we meet certain criteria under the ordinance,
right.
Then instead of having an amendment, it would be actually a waiver.
Right. So this is the second one. There's these right. three ways we can grant the waiver.
Right.
Katie, if I go foul here, it's because I'm not a lawyer, but it had previous site plan approval and had an insignificant impact on that.
Yep.
Normal wear and maintenance, and we're going to say that's probably not the one here.
Correct.
And then the last one is it doesn't affect existing circulation, parking, drainage, landscape buffering, lighting, blah, blah, blah. So it's one or three.
Right.
That's correct. It's 165-36.1A, and it's either one or three or a semi-combination of both.
Right.
So if you heard testimony about both, I guess, that it fell under both one or three.
Alley
is not replacement because they're adding equipment,
right.
But those are the two ways it qualifies.
It
could qualify under the ordinance and the waiver.
Right. And I guess that's my question. Are you really adding equipment or are you really replacing what you meant to put in originally?
It's an addition with respect to – I would characterize it as an addition. Because essentially we were approved for 9 antennas
right.
originally, and we're going to 12.
The 9 are up already, I think.
Yes, correct.
But the equipment is installed down below, and that's going to be swapped out already before it's operational?
I don't know if the equipment's there. Is it there, Josh? Yeah.
There is one equipment cabinet there already.
Okay.
I think they installed the one that they are going to utilize.
Right.
Where we were originally approved for 2 cabinets. Now you're right. not going to have the second
cabinet. Well, that was my confusion. Yeah. Like it's sort of a half done site.
Yes.
We're kind of going from rather an as is to a new one from what it was meant to be to something new.
In some fashion, yes, because
okay.
the antennas are there. So
right.
That's a straight addition. With the equipment, I'm not as clear as to what is there yet.
Okay.
The generator is obviously not there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't object to any of the change.
Sure.
I'm trying to understand what we're changing from and to.
Oh, yeah. The timing is interesting, considering they're actually out there building the tower
exactly.
as we're here.
Right.
That's
what, yeah. Yeah, so it's just...
That's some of your I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll let John and Katie figure out how we're going to memorialize that.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me, and I'm not that, number three is pretty, it doesn't affect circulation, parking,
greening,
all that.
Yeah, I don't object to the criteria.
Right.
I'm just trying, how do we describe what we're approving versus what's there? Because
right.
it's not like we have an as-if site plan, because it's not really as-is quite yet, because it's never been completed, the original project. So it's in flux.
Correct. I mean, the way we would characterize it, and either it will work either way, mm-hmm. honestly, but we're looking to amend the prior approval, since there's going to be a new approval resolution,
anyway.
Amend the approvals that were given
right.
to provide for this modified design.
And all other conditions would apply still, landscaping, wiring. All
correct. Yeah, absolutely. All okay. the conditions would remain in effect, and also there's a condition that the construction has to be completed by, I believe, October 1st, and we have to obtain a certificate of completion by that date.
Right.
So that would remain as well.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's all.
So I think we're finally there.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any questions?
Just real quick. I mean, how close to an actual tree is the faux tree? I know I've seen some of these in town that. Look kind of like a toilet brush.
This,
you know?
we had a lot of discussion
right.
at the first when we
right.
did the first approval for that same reason. We modeled this after
Del Barton.
Right.
Because and the applicant was receptive to making it look a little more like a tree with the dimensions of the foliage rather than the Q-tip or
toilet
pole brush.
Yeah.
all the shop drawings and the specification drawings were all meticulously reviewed by the board's experts to make sure it's the best available type tree.
I know it's sort of between two highways. It's not the most scenic part of town, but it's, you know, still.
So,
Correct. Yeah, the tower structure is up. The antennas are up. Not including the additional antennas we're requesting approval for. None of the tree branches are installed yet. And I believe the compound is actually fenced in currently. They got that up, too.
And just so the board is aware, 165.36.1 is an A, is it 1, 2, or 3 is an or. So you can do one, you can grant or, you know, review the application under 1, 2, or 3, or a combination, but it doesn't have to be any more than one of the 1, 2, or 3 provisions.
Right.
Just wanted to clarify.
Right. So, I mean, does anybody have a preference? I mean, I just gravitated toward three. It doesn't make much of a difference.
Right.
You know, two, we agree. You know, if the applicant's okay, if you're okay, Katie.
Yeah, I think three, I mean, I understand the. I think it probably would fall under either. I think if everyone's comfortable with three, I mean, the testimony seems to be said in the sense of falling within the on the same concrete pad and not expanding that. So
right.
That's certainly, that's where I would.
Right.
If I were going to structure a resolution, I would lean towards that, but it's up to the board, certainly.
Right. So if you would be okay with that, and would the applicant see that as acceptable?
Sure. Yeah. It could be any one. I agree. Any one of those three.
Right. That's.
While noting certainly in the resolution that the applicant secured site plan approval, I don't think that there's anything wrong with explaining that history in the. Resolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
We tend to do lengthy, someone might say, but we tend to do lengthy resolutions. So.
Yeah. Nope. Agreed. So, anybody else have any questions or?
That was our only witness, Mr. Chairman. Unless the board had other questions, we really just have people here available.
I'm looking at the board, and I'm not seeing anybody. If you speak now or forever, hold your peace. If not, then our...
That concludes our presentation.
So is anything to discuss? Anything we haven't discussed? Okay. So I think we've kind of... The testimony has been that it doesn't impact the existing circulation, parking, drainage, building, landscaping, buffering, et cetera. It doesn't extend up the pad. Mm-hmm. Just adding a few... antennas. Is there a motion to grant site plan waiver on that basis?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Scheich and Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call, please.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hutchinowski?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you again.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
So I think, Katie, we can wrap up. We may just do a little bit of updates and things, but unless you think we need anything.
She's with Stickman. Sullivan and Drew.
Okay, maybe you can call me back, but otherwise,
yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay. Anything to report upon? From council?
Councilman Kuchinowski.
I wasn't at the meeting, remember?
Oh, you're right. I've forgotten now twice. Gee whiz. It was a very short meeting. Septic repair needed a little bit of a waiver. We paid the bills, and that was about it, to tell you the truth.
There was some talk of marijuana, I believe.
Yeah, we were sort of catching up on what that bill is. Right. Still hasn't passed. We'll see.
Sounds close.
How it eventually comes out.
They're voting March 25th.
Yeah.
Is that confirmed? They're definitely taking a vote?
Who is this, the state?
Sweeney wants to.
Well, they could pull that last. They could pull the vote
last. Yeah, then they can't do it till after the budget.
I don't think they have the votes yet.
Well, that's, I think, they were six shy in the Senate, right, last I heard.
Yeah.
It's a lot out of 24.
So, who knows?
Yeah.
There's a, 180-day rescission period, and all ordinances that have been passed pro or con are revoked.
A lot of towns passed ordinances. I laughed. There was an article about it the other day, John.
Yeah. That was part of the discussion, actually. I'd forgotten about it. Yeah. Some fairly strong feelings against it on council, so we didn't think it was worthy of paying an attorney to write a resolution, so... Someone's going to help the mayor write a letter saying that we oppose the passage. But that was really the only action that was taken at the meeting.
I noticed that the lights have disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The what?
The lights that you talked about, that we're going to talk, you were going to go to council about, the lights on the windows.
Oh,
is this over in
Square?
Tom must have gone over.
That was an offline conversation.
I went over and unplugged them.
I think the zoning officer and the administrator felt they were outdoor lights. Right. And we do have an ordinance relative to outdoor lights on after 10 p.m.
They're indoor.
But they shined outdoors.
So it sounded a lot like outdoor.
Nothing's easy. It's
So you got it silly to leave them on anyway, to be honest. But I understand that that action was taken.
What else? Ordinance subcommittee, nothing, I guess.
No.
Open space, anything?
We didn't have a meeting yet. Since the last planning board meeting, I should say.
The environmental, we did. I'm trying to think of what was...
Can I ask what committee Mr. Mardini was on? And what committee you'd like
to be on? Ordinance.
He was on...
Chairman Dorton. Yeah,
so ordinance subcommittee.
So am I ordinance now? Is it?
Only if... who is on ordinance?
I am.
And I am. Yeah.
I think Mr.
Pfeffer
was on.
One?
Well,
yes,
I took
Mr. Pfeffer was on. Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, you can't... there was all... You can only have...
Okay.
You can only have three, but...
Trace.
Wait a minute. Was Sam on it this year? Mm-hmm. He was? Okay. Mm. Oh, it was Mr. Pfeffer that was last year.
Maybe I stepped off.
Yeah.
I think you might have to give room.
Yes,
so
that was it, yeah.
So even if Bill's an alternate, he's one of the three?
Yes, he had said, I think that's okay, it's just a subcommittee.
Yeah, John's was fine.
Yeah, I think John
said
that was fine, yeah.
So let's leave it for now. We got three. Mm-hmm.
No, we have two.
Yeah,
if Mardini was one of the three, then there's two, yeah. If Higgins is not on.
Maybe wait until we...
Yeah, let's...
You know, if you want, just because we have to respond, we're in the process of responding to two things. The county's project on making approvals quicker and less expensive without reducing our control. And I think we have a proposition. It was actually suggested by John Drill coming that will come forward shortly to the ordinance committee. We've talked about it with the administrator and Denise and Tom. And it's a sort of an expanded technical review committee that the village of Ridgewood has, and it seems to work well. Mm-hmm. And it's an expansion of our waiver of site plan and the idea that the administrative folks, the building inspector, can approve, say, an LED. New LED light replacing with a very similar or equivalent incandescent or HID light. We've got that coming along, and there shortly, I think, will come forward a proposition to do an overlay zone, perhaps a couple of them. Mm-hmm. So might be an opportunity.
Right.
I'm involved at the other end. We kicked around, where do we start this? Does it go to council? Does it go to the planning board? And I think where we ended up is, let's go to the planning board, because if we go to council, they're going to say...
Refer to the planning board. Yeah.
Right. You know, we don't do this every day. The planning board does, so go back to the planning board and get their okay. So I think probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, we ought to have a proposition or propositions to move forward.
Right. I mean, the ordinance subcommittee was more know, in the past, we've taken insights we got and recommendations from, for example, the Board of Adjustment, to the issues they've seen, and they've said, hey, we think you ought to look at this area, this aspect, and kind of rolled that in. Last year, we didn't have too much, if I remember.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet.
But I think there's a bunch of stuff coming on right now. So, you know, three is good, you know.
If it's okay with you.
I'm fine with whoever the board wants to, whoever wants to volunteer. I'm also fine, you know, if you need a third, I can do it too, but I'm not.
That's just, Bill's a daytime guy, I'm a daytime available.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of, I'm into it as it is. So.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so let's do that.
Okay.
And, you know, we prepped for this in the past, the 1 hour before the planning board meeting hasn't been open about that particular regimen. So we could schedule them, as we have already, a couple of meetings, in the afternoons.
Denise, I don't know if there was anything on the list from end of last year or record. I don't know. I think.
No, I don't think so. I think the main thing was we did revise the checklist, which actually ended up happening beginning of this year to add Highlands. That was kind of one of the things that just kind of didn't get done. So we added that to the checklist. We added amended site plan and amended subdivision.
Sooner or later, we still have that Supreme Court decision on signage.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We talked about changing our ordinance just a little bit with Billboard Bob, or Billboard Bill, if you remember now. But we thought we'd wait for a while to see how things settled out with other towns.
And I think the other one to put on that list, if you're doing it, is it came up last meeting with the 5G antenna boxes and the aesthetics. If we start looking, I don't think we're going to be the nexus of that because we're a little more rural, but still it's probably worth at least put that on the...
We ought to get it on the radar.
Yeah. To the extent we can, and we're not preempted by Trenton and Washington.
Right.
I cannot remember the conversation. Tom McCaffrey and I spoke probably, it's got to be a couple of months ago, and the Board of Adjustment was putting together their annual report, and I thought they had a couple of recommendations.
They may, you know what?
We talked about it at the last meeting.
I don't know. I'll get that out.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing it.
I don't remember seeing it, but I don't remember what I had for lunch, so.
There were two or three, if I remember, from the board last year. Nothing was earth-shattering, from what I remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if that was... I think they may have modified it at the reorg and then finalized it in February.
Okay.
So let me...
Tom, you said you had a couple of small
things. There's some things.
There wasn't anything major, but there were a couple of little things. Okay.
I'm sorry, real quick, what are the changes to the sign ordinance going to be?
Pardon?
What are the changes to the sign ordinance that'll be? This was a big to-do when I was a counselor.
It was a Supreme Court decision that to some degree affected our ordinance. And to be honest, John, none of us really understood at the time, as I recall it at least, how it affected our ordinance. So we sort of said, let's put it aside, see how other towns react to this.
Okay.
And just for Tom's information, the Board of Adjustment issues an annual report because they hear the exceptions, the big exceptions, use variance or kind of repetitive small things that are like a nuisance. So once a year, they issue a report which has recommendations for the planning board to look at to modify ordinances.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I think one of the things they were discussing was extensions of time.
Mm-hmm. You're right, because we always say yes.
Yes,
exactly,
and because we've done so many of them.
Right, whether those can
that was one of the things.
Yeah, and it's almost a rubber stamp. So
And as a matter of fact, yes, and just at the last meeting, Tom Yeager came back with, he made a suggestion of having a brief checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And this was even if it stayed with the board, but it really could be done administratively as well. Just some basic questions, you know, what is the status of the application? You know, have permits been obtained? What, just basically where they are in their, progression before So just kind of some standard things to know before granting.
You know, kind of a crazy so that you understand what else should we be doing so they don't have to come back.
Right, right.
All right.
Okay. Anything else?
Was there anything from the environmental?
I'm trying to think.
With the ordinance subcommittee.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. They're getting ready for community day and giving out trees. There's a neat thing where there's some environmental ambassador from, I don't know who, the state or the environmental, but this young guy, but they're planting a couple, like 100 trees down off of like Hamden, across from that church where that river, the South Branch runs, behind like Oak Knoll. So they're going to have like a volunteer day and get people out, but they're providing the tree saplings and, you know, they're trying to reforest areas of, hey, you know, it's like... We were kind of like, you're doing it, you're giving us between the county and them, they're paying for it, we just, you know...
Sounds like a good service project.
It's a good thing for somebody to do, so...
It's a wonderful thing, but I... You know, we've talked about deer.
Yeah, they're saying.
Asparagus, you know.
Maybe they'll put the enclosures around them, John.
I think they're going to put something, and they watch, but still, I just,
they have
I
to.
Can't bite.
Yeah. Well, we should support the deer.
It's like,
build a wall.
It's step B.
Zombie disease.
We're getting rid of the deer, it's step A.
Right.
The deer are just going to eat the
trees.
Well, they put those wraps around them, and...
Well, hopefully they're tall enough for it.
Yeah. Depends how big this happening are.
It's not so much the wraps around them. It's what grows underneath.
Mm-hmm.
The deer.
Yeah. It always comes back to the deer.
On that note,
let me just. I did forget one other thing about council. The erstwhile and folks from Alton Place appeared.
Oh yeah.
Asking us to militate. Or push Clinton Town into getting capacity for them. And the
sewage.
Idea, of course, would be that...
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Folks from Alton Place, Mr. Wilson and Mr. Kerwin arrived.
Oh, okay.
The rest of the crew, for various reasons, didn't show up.
Oh, I thought you meant like residents from...
That's what I thought, too.
No. I'm
yeah.
terribly sorry. No.
So Kerwin and Wilson showed up at a public meeting to make their case?
They wanted the town to take an action to basically push to get sewage reallocated from perhaps other towns. They believe that the run rate on the sewage plant is significantly below the discharge limits, the current permit, and they would like additional gallonage to be made available for them. We explained that we had no particular obligation to, push for them, and at the time I thought that, you know, there's a clear priority when it comes to water, and they're in last place behind Headley Farm, but after consulting with a good Mr. Drill, there is no clear priority for sewage. So, you know, I reacted that, you know, they'd have to get a quick claim from Headley Farm, who are currently looking to do on-site sewage disposal, which makes a lot of sense because it also recharges into a water deficit area. But anyway, so they were directed to call the good Mr. Drill and talk over what the needs were, and then he would compose an appropriate letter that we would then process.
Would they still get sewage through the authority or...
The authority is out of capacity. We're allocated about 453,000 gallons a day. So that's all spoken for to the point where we had to go and purchase from Denver. So they want to make application basically to reallocate additional above the current township allocation from Clinton Town.
And structurally, would Clinton Town give that the authority who would then give it to Alton Place, or is Alton Place trying to deal directly with Clinton?
I honestly don't know the precise process. That's
Clinton,
more of a Clinton Town question.
It just seems odd they'd be outside of the sewage authority because they're in Clinton Township.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Even though they're right in the border.
Right.
But however, they'll
long
have
way
to pay connection fees.
Right.
But Halliday, the moving capacity from one town to another can get very difficult. There is precedent, a couple of cases in North Jersey, where an adjacent town had a surplus, and you know, the town that was building affordable housing needed some, went to court, and the courts allowed it to move over. So we don't know what stance at this point in time Clinton Town would take. That's really right. Alton Place's issue. Their point was that the town ordinance doesn't allow private parties to have, you know, to make this request. So, you know, perhaps John would agree that we would send a letter over endorsing the request since these folks are in our plan.
Right.
So I haven't heard anything more from John about it.
Does Benbrook have any more to sell?
He does.
And, are they prevented from going to Benbrook and getting it?
They don't want to pay.
I, you know, these guys,
some extra zero.
Through a very long process, never spent, they copied architecturals out of like Women's Day or something, and they drew their site plans on napkins. We ended up
Tom Barron's
doing
their work. Planning. Tom Barron's did the planning.
So board. They're not interested in spending a penny more than they can. They have to.
Respectful.
You should tell John that there is another option, though.
Oh, we're well aware, and the Benbricks have some left, and, of course, a gentleman by the name of Urban has even more, 45,000 or so. So we'll see how that goes, but at least, you know, I want the board to know that they seem like they're moving forward. The water issue right now is difficult. There's only 17,000 gallons left in the system, which without a new production well being drilled.
Okay.
Good. Well.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay. Thank you all.